Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So I was in Minneapolis over the weekend, and I was just, you know, you grab, like, we have Pitch Magazine, and their equivalent of that, I think, is what they call City Pages. And there was a story that got my attention. I said, hey, we could take a look at this.
Yeah. By the way, if you want to read it, it's on our Facebook page.
If you have been browsing Pornhub lately, you might have found a little something unexpected in the mix, and not just the regular kind of unexpected. You might have found a small, sparsely designed ad for Minnesota congressional candidate David Sandbeck. The ad encourages voters to support him in the 2020 Democratic caucus. The phrases single-payer healthcare and legalized marijuana flank the borders in bold red letters. The story says it is innocuous looking, but as out of place on Pornhub as celery in a bucket of Halloween candy.
Great metaphor.
Sandbeck confirmed that he did place the ad and he is running for Congress. He is quick to mention that he paid for it out of pocket rather than using campaign funds on such a controversial site, but he's certainly not sheepish about it. Quote, I'm looking for opportunities to reach out to voters who have not traditionally voted. Well, so does that mean people that look at porn on Pornhub don't traditionally vote?
I'll get to that. I vote. And
he
says,
Facebook has been giving him the runaround rather than running his ads, and major national newspapers won't let him run op-eds unless he pays them, quote, hundreds of dollars. How else is someone without a ton of money supposed to get noticed? He is a millennial. He is a lifelong St. Paul resident, a perennial volunteer for campaigns, causes, and conventions. He cites the, after becoming more and more frustrated with mainstream moneyed candidates, tuning out their progressive supporters, he decided primaries should be more competitive. He wants everyone to have their ideas heard, and he doesn't believe grassroots candidates like himself get a fair shake in the Democratic Party. Some may complain about the relative classiness of advertising on a porn site. Doesn't bother him, though. He thinks people are more disgusted by the outsized role that money and political dynasties play in elections than the fact that some adults turn to the internet for their entertainment needs.
Entertainment.
Yes.
By
the way, last quote on him in the story, it isn't classy, he says, of putting the ad on Pornhub. But you know what? Politics isn't classy either.
No, it is not. I mean, if we are learning anything, if you hadn't figured it out until now, politics is a dirty, dirty business. A dirty business. From a local level like this in St. Paul all the way up to the White House, it is mudslinging, it is dirty, it is nasty, it is gotcha, it's awful.
And he's looking for a new niche of voters. I'm going to guess that placing an ad on Pornhub is not as expensive as, say, in the Star Tribune in Minneapolis is the big newspaper there. I'm going to assume those rates differ quite a bit. And he is going for a different group of, I was going to say untapped voters. He's going for a different group of people.
Sure.
Who can vote. Right. They're over the age of 18. In theory, they're over the age of 18.
Or they click
Pornhub,
the box that says I'm 18.
To be. You know, so
okay,
22980 or 5767798. What do you guys think about, is it classless? Okay. To advertise your political campaign on a porn site.
I believe.
Would you think less of the person?
This is. See, now there's two. That's a two-part question.
I know.
It's interesting because, listen, we have gone over this. Outside of Google and YouTube and Facebook and like Yahoo, Pornhub is one of the most visited sites. And it's in the top five by men.
Yeah.
By male voters.
Yeah.
It feels very dirty. It feels very gross.
But
it's brilliant.
Yeah.
It is brilliant, especially if a grassroots campaign that has no money. It's brilliant. I don't know how much it costs to advertise, on Pornhub, but story 2 years ago that said 30% of all web traffic is dedicated to pornography.
Oh, my gosh.
30%. All right. This was 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
All right. 40 million Americans are regular visitors to porn sites. 85% of people who watch porn watch between 7 p.m. and 3 a.m. That's not surprising.
That makes sense, yes.
Let's see here. 2/3 of men admit to watching porn online. 1/3 of women admit to watching it online. But
and
again, the big stat
there.
They all vote.
30%.
So every third click or every third time you go to a website, not you, but every time an American goes to the web and gets online, they're going to a porn site. This guy's smart. Now, I don't know. I don't know if you know, look, he needs to get his platform out there. His platform is the progressive left-wing platform. It's marijuana. It's $15 an hour. It's Medicare for all. It's all that.
But there's nothing totally unusual about his platform.
No.
There's, by all accounts, this guy is a regular candidate. There's nothing weird about him. I mean, I don't know what he's into. Maybe there is. I don't know.
All furry.
But everything that we're aware of is that he is just a normal guy who decided to run for Congress and said, hey, I'm going to go another path with my advertising because everybody else is too expensive or they are rejecting me. By the way, somebody just said on the text line, classless maybe, but look, you guys are talking about it and it's a national story now. Can't pay for that much attention. It's not a national story. I just happened to be in Minneapolis and just happened to grab, you know, the city pages and happened to look at it.
I bet in 3 days.
Yeah.
Because usually, and sometimes we get the story, like you and I, because you and I are on Twitter all the time and we follow a bunch of people and go to a bunch of sites. And CNN, Fox News, you know, Good Morning America, don't always do the same thing we do, and stuff has to gain traction to get to those. I wouldn't be surprised if in 3 days. Now, granted, Pornhub might be too dirty for the mainstream outlets, but this is one of those stories that in 3 days, this dude's going to get national attention.
Now, maybe that doesn't matter because what he needs is votes in Minnesota.
Yes.
So it doesn't really matter if it's a national story. He needs people in this one congressional district to vote for him. But if this works, if this guy wins, you know, and if this ad gets traction, you know, and I'm sure there are analytics that would tell him how well it does, then this is where we're going to start seeing ads now. And that's so smart. Why not?
I don't understand why you wouldn't. You know, like you always, you need to find.
Because of how it looks.
Yeah. I got to know how much it costs.
Because of how it, you know.
During the break, I want to find out how much it costs to advertise on Pornhub. Versus Yahoo, versus Google, versus Facebook, versus Twitter. What does an ad on Pornhub cost? And here's the thing. You're going to watch that ad because you want to get to the video you want. Let's be real here. On Facebook, you see an ad, you scroll by. You know, on different sites, you scroll by. You're going to watch this dude's video because you want to watch the video that's next.
So can we find it? Can we get on the site?
I'm going to see if I can find it without getting us in trouble.
In the sake of research, should we warn the boss?
Boss is here.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Hey. I'll go warn him because you're going to look at it.
It's probably not because we're in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I don't think his ad will come up.
Probably. It's probably targeted for.
And I don't want to chance it.
I should have looked for it when I was up there. But if we tell the boss.
I mean, I'll pull it up on my phone before I'll pull it up on this computer here.
Okay.
We'll see
if we can find it.
Is it classless or is it brilliant? 576-7798. What do you think of this guy running his advertising for his campaign to win an election in Minnesota on Pornhub? And will this become a thing? 576-7798. Do you have any problem with this politician running his ads on Pornhub?
We got the story when I was in Minneapolis over the weekend. David Sandbeck is a Democrat who is running for Congress and had gone through some of the normal channels, said Facebook was giving him the runaround rather than run his ads, and major national newspapers, he says, won't let him run op-eds unless he pays them a lot of money. So he says there is a group of voters, no doubt, going to Pornhub. So that's where he is placing his ads. And he's just a normal Democrat. He's just got a normal platform beyond that. There's nothing unusual about what he's supports.
For the record, this dude's a Democrat.
Looks young.
Democrats, by state visits per capita, there are more Democratic states in the top 10, but the number one state in the union, Kansas.
Oh.
Kansas. leads the country in porn consumption.
Okay.
So there
back
you
to that at some point, won't go. We?
Let's go to Bob in Olathe. Bob, you're on KMBZ. What's up?
How are you guys doing?
Doing okay. What do you think of a politician running ads for his campaign on Pornhub?
You know, I don't like it, but, you know, it can be worse than any of these idiots they're running around in Congress right now. So, you know, and my feeling, though, is I think it'll catch on. I think Trump will steal it and put more money into it and just take it from the guy, you know, use his idea soon. But, you know, I wish they would just do the marijuana one. You know, I think that makes more, less low budget, you know, less distasteful, you know what I mean?
Hey, absolutely. Bob, thank you so much for it. Yeah, okay, so this guy, is this state legislature?
Right? This is Congress.
This is for Congress.
This is Congress.
This is for the 435 member Congress seat.
Which congressional district is this? Why doesn't the story tell me?
You would think.
It doesn't tell me which congressional district.
But this is for D.C. This is not just local.
Yeah. This is representing, he's from St. Paul. This is representing St. Paul in Congress.
You imagine if Roy Blunt ran an ad, fourth congressional district. You imagine if Roy Blunt, or had it been Claire McCaskill, or or Josh Hawley, or Pat Roberts is running an ad on Pornhub.
Here, so I'm on his website. This is fourth congressional district. He says, we need to start cleaning up our own party. That means leadership who will call out corruption like the kind we saw in the 2016 primary. We need to actually act on the party's values. I need your support at the caucus on February 25th. Become a delegate, champion a new voice for Minnesota. And then he asks for donations and to follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, this is just northeast of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Yeah.
It's right there. I mean, it's by the city. It's probably a very popular suburb.
He wants to work on campaign finance reform,
sure.
Help me end pay-to-play politics, all about the single-payer system. He's perfectly normal.
We've reached out to him, by the way. I'd love to get him on the show.
He has no reason to come on, by the way. But
none.
We do nothing for him in his congressional district.
Let's go to John in Kansas City. Hey, John, thanks for calling.
Thank you, sir. You asked a while ago whether or not this guy was classless for what he's done. I don't really think that this is a whole lot lower than politicians paying off hookers to keep them out of the news, or
porn stars.
Sorry? Or porn stars. Or touting family values as one of your big deals, and then tapping your foot under a bathroom stall to get somebody's attention next to you. You know, I can't be a whole lot less or lower than that.
Right.
That's my thought today.
Hey, thank you for it, man. Have a good day, John.
So thanks. Business Insider's got a list
okay.
of 15 weirdly effective places to advertise you have never thought of.
All right.
So here are some other places that perhaps he could do next. Bathroom stalls.
Urinal cakes.
Yeah. Or the back door, the door of for women when we close the stalls. Because you're a captive audience right there for a minute, you know?
Or if you're at the urinal, like, up above.
Yeah.
Where sometimes there's TVs or signs for upcoming bands and beer specials.
Some of these are not nice.
Go on.
This is Business Insider, so
okay. It's
legit. On homeless people's blankets.
That's terrible.
There are blankets that they give out to the homeless and say, support the homeless this winter. That might be a Salvation Army on.
That's bad.
On eggs.
On eggs?
Yeah.
Like that I crack?
Smith Professional Poachers.
All right.
Is the ad. All kinds of them on here. Tray tables on airplanes?
Yes.
Because, again, captive audience.
You're sitting there for 2-4 hours staring at. That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
So I'm laughing, but it's not even. Because not all these are political ads. The floor of a pool. They have an ad here. Where is your child? Watch around water.
On the bottom?
On the bottom of the pool, which is really smart because you're going to be looking.
We should get a Midday with Jamie and Wicket advertisement on the bottom of some giant pool we have around here.
Yes.
Midday. Boom.
In video games, what game is this from? You would know this image probably. There is an Obama ad on a billboard in a video game. Early voting has begun. Vote for change.com. And it's in a video game.
Oh, that's because, again, he won in 2008 the first time around because he went, it was the Facebook election.
Yeah.
He won going, well after the younger generation.
Yeah.
It was a brilliant campaign.
The CAPTCHAs, which are the authentication tests that you take to verify you're not a bot, not a computer. So, yeah, you could put that in.
Oh, my Lord.
Zambonis. Because everybody watches the Zamboni.
Everybody likes the Zamboni.
Everybody's focusing on it when it's doing its thing.
Yeah. Blues are in the Stanley Cup Finals, by the way, for all the Blues fans out there. Sure. I get that.
Yeah. Okay.
Why not?
Those are the best ones on this list.
By the way, again, number one, Kansas. And then you have to go to Illinois, Colorado, Massachusetts, then Hawaii, New York, Virginia. Those are the next six for most porn consumed. So it's Kansas has the most porn.
I mean, somebody's got to be number one.
The most page views by capita. Jamie, it's not even close. Like, it's Nevada's second at 166 page views per capita.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas is at 194. Everybody else is sandwiched together by one or two.
When is that from?
BuzzFeed did this story just a couple of years ago.
Okay, because I'm wondering, like, was it during our particularly bad winter, you know, or something like that, where people were stuck inside? Nothing better to do. Gotta pass the time somehow.
By the way, the bottom six also are all dead red states. Montana, South Carolina, Wyoming, South Dakota, West Virginia, Idaho. Least porn viewed in America per capita, Arkansas.
Really?
I got nothing. We'll put this up. It's actually there right now if you want to go to Facebook. And we're going to see if we can get this guy up on the show later on today. His name is David Sandbeck, and he's running for office in Minneapolis. And you're right, Jamie. He has zero reason to come on with us.
But tell him I really like his city. Win him over with praise.
Hopefully he will join us.
I'm David Sandbeck, caucus for single-payer health care, and become a delegate February 25th, 2020.
You will hear that ad when you head over to RedTube or YouPorn or Pornhub. Not that we're encouraging you to do so, but if that's your thing,
not encouraging you to do so.
It's where you'll find that ad for David Sandbeck, who is a congressional candidate out of Minneapolis, the 4th District of Minnesota. And I know that, you know, we're all going to get into heavy on the political stuff, I'm sure, you know, the next 6 months, whatnot. But it's not normal for a political ad to be on a porn site because some people view it in this manner or that manner. And candidate Sandbeck is with us right now. Thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. I know you probably didn't wake up this morning and think, I'm going to do an interview on a Kansas City radio station. But where did you get the idea to do this, to put your advertisement, to put your campaign ads on Pornhub?
Ouch. What a wonderful question to start out with. I'm a guy, and I was having some alone time, and I thought, all these enhancement advertisements I'm not interested in, but if there was maybe a political advertisement, that might stand out, and that might get some attention. So, you know, it was, I'll admit, you know, I go to the internet for entertainment too, and that's where the idea kind of came to me. And so I started testing with some of these different sites and what message gets the most clicks. And I do different kinds of advertisements on there that were issue-based. And so that's what got started on the Pornhub.
I love that answer.
Okay. David, I have so many questions now. Because we, being in Kansas City, we didn't try, but I assume if we were to go to Pornhub, we would not see your ad because it's not targeted to us here, obviously.
Correct.
But how did you decide which porn sites to put your ads on? You know, what do you know about your voters? What ads to put your sites on? And like how deep into the site the ads should be?
So I am aware of what sites are most popular in Minnesota. And I also know what keywords on those sites are most popular in Minnesota. So I can put my ad next to a keyword. And I'm just going to give you an example. The word step is very popular in Minnesota. Take out of that what you will. So I can say, you know, I'll buy that keyword. I'll put an incentive in there. I'll bid on that. And I'm right away. So if you get that keyword, my ad is there. And there's also just general advertisement rules I can follow that just get my advertisement out there no matter what you search for. But I'm very, I'm well saturated all over those adult websites, RedTube, YouPorn, Pornhub. And so I don't just do the banner ads. I also do pre-rolls that you aired just before the segment.
And I'm telling you right now, you are going to watch that seven-second ad if you are on that site because you want to get to the next video. Like, David, I have to tell you, I think it's brilliant. What's the backlash been like?
So there hasn't been real backlash. I've had emails from people saying, you know, your stuff is being displayed on this adult site. And I respond, yep, that's my choice. I did it. I paid for it. I own up to it. But there hasn't been much backlash. And this is really the only media attention I've been getting is choosing to advertise on these non-traditional forums. But I will write some letters of the editor of the periodicals in Minnesota. There's a half a dozen of them, and they all ignore my usual stuff. So I'll put out, you know, a position on taxes, and I get ignored. So I can't follow the normal rules if I'm going to gain any ground. And we have a very well-supported incumbent here in the 4th Congressional District. And so I have to think outside the box.
David, are you willing to tell us how expensive these ads are compared to just placing an ad in the newspaper?
Yes. These ads are incredibly cheap. So we're talking maybe 30 cents for 1,000 instances. So that's 1,000 times an ad has been downloaded and maybe ignored, but it's been available to someone who's viewing content. And that's very cheap. So I would pay, you know, a good price is $3 for 1,000 instances on Facebook. So if I compare it to a more traditional approach, these adult websites are the best value out there for just reaching a general audience.
You know, I know that you are a progressive left candidate, but that's great. That's great economic breakdown right there. Like, I know some people that are on the right probably look at you as the demon and whatever. But that to me is brilliant. You're getting 10 cents on the dollar's worth, you know, to advertise on this site that every third click to a website in America is a porn hit.
That's right. Now, think about this. I could send out mailers. It'll cost me 50 cents a mailer to reach people. And there's 750,000 people in the district. I can't afford to send out a mailer. And how long do you look at a mailer? 3 seconds before you throw it in the recycle bin? Here, I know that blip or that advertisement or that banner is next to you for that 5 minutes. And that's how long people generally spend on this site, next to their video. It's right next to their video while they're enjoying their content. There's my name. And you know what? This is kind of a strange thing to say, but maybe my name is going to correspond with happy feelings. And so when they get into the voter booth, they're going to have good feelings, and they're going to fill in the box next to my name.
David, we're a ways out from this election, right? This is November of 2020, next year.
So that's the general election. There's a primary August 11th, 2020, and that's really the contest I'm looking for. And if you win the primary in this district, you're going to go and you're probably going to win. This is a very blue district. But the first milestone in this contest is the caucus system in Minnesota. So we have a little different system of getting the party endorsement. And so I'm getting people out to caucus on issues that are important to them. So no matter who their representative is, if I get people out to caucus for single-payer health care, for taking on the military-industrial complex, for public financing of elections, you know, if I can empower our representatives to advocate for those issues by getting it into the party platform, I'm doing everybody a huge favor. But the first step is the caucus to win the party endorsement, or if I can at least deprive the party endorsement of the incumbent, that's going to push her on these issues, too. She can't ignore me if I do that.
I was going to ask you, chances, because it is Betty McCollum that has that seat right now. She is a Democrat as well and seems to win each of the last elections by a healthy margin. Going into this, how do you plan to use this to unseat her, who has, you know, been there since, what, I think 2001?
Yes. So it'll be 20 years for her. So here's the deal. This is the election cycle for someone like me, because we're going to have an off cycle primary in August. In 2018, there was a governor's race to get a lot of people out to vote. But this time around, there's Tina Smith, who is running for a full 6-year term for Senate. And there's my representative, Betty McCollum. And there's really no contest. And so there's no reason for people to show up to vote. And so what happens is we get low turnout. We get maybe 30, 40,000 people turning out in my district for a race like this. So that means the barrier for me is going to be low. If I can get 22,000 people to turn out and vote, that's a little over half the usual turnout, I can win this. And so I've already reached over 100,000 people in the district. And so if I just kind of break it down, how many people are Democrats, I've reached the number of people that need to be aware of me already for dirt cheap prices. But the other thing is, I only need, maybe 300 people to go out and caucus, to become delegates, and to make it all the way to the district caucus to endorse me or to rob her of the endorsement. Now, you look at that number, that's really attainable. And I did a lot of diligence ahead of time. I know 5,000 progressives in my congressional district that are, for example, Bernie people. And I'm aligned very much with Bernie's policies. So I'm going out and I'm individually reaching out to these people, encouraging them to caucus on the issues they care about. And when it comes time for the party endorsement, if I can get over 150 of those people to align with me, then I've just robbed the endorsement of her. I've just robbed the incumbent of her endorsement, and now she has to take me seriously. So the numbers are very attainable. This is the election cycle for an insurgent candidate like myself.
I think it is a fascinating story. We thank you so much for the time, David. Wish you nothing but the best. Even down here in Kansas City, we are going to keep an eye on the 4th District in Minnesota. Thank you so much for the time.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. And there's one thing. We get so much bad news out of Kansas, tornadoes, bad budgets, education. Tell me something good about Kansas before I leave.
Barbecue is amazing down here. If you come visit us, we will take you out for some great barbecue. And our quarterback won the MVP.
Awesome. Thank you.
Take care. David Sandbeck, he is running in the 4th District. Primary isn't until next August. I mean, again, you may not, if you're on the right, you don't love his alignment with Bernie Sanders, but regardless, he's getting his advertisements for a tenth of the cost and reaching three times the amount of people.
And he did the research.
He did it.
He didn't. I'm learning things about advertising from him that I didn't know.
I think it's great.
So good for him.
Okay. So with Senator Roberts is done.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll see advertisements on porn sites to replace Pat Roberts out of Kansas?
Let me ask you this, to answer your question with a question. Do you think we'll have a Republican do it?
More porn per capita is viewed in Kansas than any other state.
And Republicans look at it, too.
Republicans watch porn. Democrats watch porn.
Yeah.
I think this story is absolutely fascinating. Thanks again to David Sandbeck for joining us out of Minnesota.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.